176, no.
Blog Talk Radio.
71 victories in 2016. I mean, that last victory when I beat that Israeli soldier, that was just like, you understand, I hit the guy in the face 11 times on video. And then off video, I punched him 5 more times when we were on the ground. And then the staff separated it. So that's, I'd say that's TKO. I mean, yeah. Because he stopped, he didn't land anything. Like, I don't know, he just tackled me, and then I just punched him in the face. Like in the head, in the face, head, and side, like on the side of his, on the side of his face, on the side of his head. You know, I was just hitting him with headshots. Okay, you all saw me beat his ass on the stand-up. Okay, well, when he took me down, I remember when the wrestler in Ukraine took me down and I was punching him on the head? Yeah, it was like that, yeah. Okay, so if you count the ground punches and you count the stand-up punches, well, everything counts because that son of a bitch threw a kick. So, I mean, since the fight went on, you know, then everything counts from then on. So, yeah. You know, 16 punches to 0? Talk about a slaughter. A lopsided, one-sided beatdown. And we're talking against a guy, Israeli Army. Them motherfuckers teach the Navy SEALs Krav Maga. They're like, basically, he's like a Navy SEAL, you know what I mean? And I beat an actual U.S. Navy SEAL before. And, yeah, and... you notice under in the description of the video, the fight video, I said, hey, 7-foot bouncer bitch, this is what awaits you if we ever cross paths ever again, bitch. You don't understand how much I want to fucking get that pussy back. You know what I'm saying? He knows it. He knows himself in his glass heart that he would get destroyed. My power, those hooks, dude, one-on-one, there was no fight. The punk cheap-shotted me, and then when I started fighting back, his boy grabbed my arms and literally, like, did, like, restrained me. Like, he didn't let me fight back. So it was two-on-one. That's not a fight. That's called a cheap shot, and then it ended with a jumping. It's not a fight. Fuck him. You know what I'm saying? When I get to 200, no, hopefully I'll forget it. No, but I'll forget about it before then. I'm already, you know, like, I'm thinking about this latest beatdown I just scored against this Israeli soldier, man. That was just like, fuck, man. I mean, like, there's like, what, 89 likes? There's like almost 90 likes already, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's, you know, that was one hell of a victory, man. U.S. Marine and then Israeli Special Ops soldier. I mean, fuck, dude. I beat everybody. I mean, there's literally nothing left to prove. But, you know, and then I was just thinking of retiring. And then, you know, I get jumped and then I beat the fuck out of an Israeli Special Ops soldier. And now, because of the jumping, you know, I'm thinking it was... like, what the fuck was that? This kind of shit never happens to me. I mean, it happened to me before, but, like what, like 5 years ago? Like, you know what I mean? The Mayweather shit, yeah, like, I'm thinking blessing in disguise, baby. It was. Look at my last win, man. I look better than the 80s Tyson, man. A lot better. I told y'all I was better than Tyson. Tyson, that's what I'm saying. Tyson... he was overrated, man. Why didn't he knock out Holyfield? He bit his ear for real. But I'm saying all that was fake. I mean, if somebody would, well, nobody would be able to bite my ear because I'm too goddamn fast. I beat you to the punch right away. As soon as you try to get to my ear, I just go bam, knock you out. But if somebody like cheap shot and bit my ear, like, if I wouldn't see it, I'd literally hurt that person really bad. I'd knock them out unconscious. But the thing is, him and Holyfield are on Oprah's show, and they're like shaking hands, and they're like, "I'm proud to be acquainted with you." That's what Tyson told Holyfield. He's like, "I'm proud." I'm like, "Wait, what the fuck?" And Holyfield just like forgives him and shit like that. I'm like, dude. And then there's many videos of them like hugging and like their homies, like, dude, this motherfucker bit both your fucking ears and he bit one off. I mean, whether that shit was stated or not, like, I don't know. I mean, that Mike Tyson obviously has mental problems. I mean, was he a cannibal? I mean, like, the fuck you butting another man's ear off, you know what I mean? Like, all mainstream boxing is a joke. It's dead. And that's why these motherfuckers want me to fuck up Conor McGregor, because they want, you know, they know, even though I'm, you know, I'm the greatest of all time, I'm the UBF champion, and I'm the guy that beats up the mainstream guys, and I'm the guy that, you know, that fucks up mainstream boxers. But see, UFC's outshining mainstream boxing, and you know what I'm saying, I'm a boxer. At the end of the, you know, the mainstream's thinking like this, like, fuck, we don't like Charlie Zelenov, but at the end of the day, he's still a boxer. So if he fucks up Conor McGregor, then you know, UFC gets slapped in the face. You know what I'm saying? But hey, listen, there's just no way that I would unite with the mainstream or with BoxRec. There's no way. Cassius Green, like I said, him, Tiger, they were all mainstream. Tiger fought that bum Winky Wright, I would knock out Winky Wright cold with one punch. You know what I'm saying? He'd show up, I'd break right through his defense. I'd, you know, hit him in the body, then I'd hit him up top. You know, hit him everywhere. Hit him in the shoulders, you know, break his shoulder until his hands would drop, then boom, right in the chin, knock him out. Winky Wright would be no match for Charlie Z. That's not even a debate. Winky Wright is not even a heavyweight. I don't know what he weighs now. You know, maybe I'm sure he gained some weight, which would be better. Winky Wright would be an easy win for me. But Tiger fought Winky Wright. Cassius Green, he was affiliated with Sugar Ray Robinson, Muhammad Ali, and Sugar Shane Mosley. And I know Mosley. I've seen him and talked to him before. And I told him to watch out for the name Charlie Zay, man. And I'm telling you, man, and I asked Cassius. I'm like, yo, Cassius, man, like, I just won the UBF title. I hit the guy. The guy that I beat was an army boxer that was 6'5", 240 pounds. At that time, I was 154. I don't weigh that much more now. I'm like, I think I'm back at like 160. I'm like, I'm a middleweight, you know what I mean? Like 157, 156, 158. I walk from 155 to 160. I walk, whatever I fight at, I walk around that. That 185-pound Israeli soldier, yeah, see, I'm beating cruiserweights. I'm beating heavyweights. My whole life, just cruiserweights, mostly heavyweights. Heavyweights are just too slow, you know what I mean? That's why I've been whooping on a lot of cruiserweights, because they're big, strong, and they're pretty fast. They got agility, you know, that's why most of my fights are easy wins, but cruiserweights pose tougher challenges. Heavyweights have more power, but cruiserweights are faster, and you know, they're better fighters. You know what I mean? A lot of these big heavyweights, like, I beat a 310-pound heavyweight this year. He couldn't even touch me. I fucking annihilated him. So, I mean, Derek the Giant crushed his ass with that left jab. That left jab was just like, and in the end, I swept, man. You know, these delusional haters, man, like, I don't want to talk about that, man. There is a hater that I got, like a real-life hater that I know. Yeah, I'm still thinking about knocking him out cold. The bouncer that jumped me, that cheap shot of me, sucker punched me and jumped me. It was homeboy that was holding me back from fighting back. I started fighting back, but then his homeboy grabbed me. If it weren't for his homeboy, I would have knocked that bouncer out. So that's two people in one. A day passes, I get some rest, and boom, I go to the gym. I beat the fuck out of an Israeli special ops soldier. Yeah, I'm talking to a new girl. I met a new girl. I hope everything works out with her, man. You know, like I said, man, I'm coming off a bad marriage, and me and Daria are no more. If you look at my Facebook, I deleted all the pictures. I don't know of all the pictures, but I deleted all the recent pictures that me and her had. From like, well, I lived with her for 3 months, and I deleted all the pictures that we made in those 3 months in Ukraine. I, you know, because my new girl, I don't want her to, well, I mean, the new girl that I'm talking to, you know, yeah, I don't want my new girl to see that, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, because I told her, I'm divorced, you know, I dumped my wife, and I don't want her to see, but no, everything's going to be fine with her. She seems very, you know, mellow, down to earth, you know. I was talking to her on the phone today, and, you know, I hope that it works out, and, you know, I hope for the best, you know. I'm ready for the worst, but I hope for the best, but I'm positive that she is not another Daria or another Claudia. There's just no way that, no, man. You can't get, I mean, the third time will be a charm, man. Well, my fiance Claudia, and then my wife Daria, and then the third, you know, fiance. Well, Claudia was like my wife, basically. We lived together, you know, for a year straight, you know, and then we got back together and we lived together, you know what I mean? And when we would go to parties, she would even introduce me. It was like, oh, this is my husband, Charlie Z. He's a world champion boxer, you know, like. She would call herself my wife, even though we weren't officially married. You know, I know plenty of couples that, like, you know, my homies, like, they have, like, girls that they live with for, like, 10 years, and they're not married. They never had a wedding, but they have kids, you know what I mean? They're like, this is basically husband and wife. You know, yeah, Claudia was like my wife. And Daria was literally my wife. Daria was officially my wife. She was, you know, yeah, so they both didn't work out, and I hope with this new girl things will work out, you know what I mean? One day at a time, you know. And, she's really into me. She already wants to meet up and everything like that, so. You know, so. I bet Daria's ripping her hair off her fucking head right now. Yeah, you know, you don't tell a, she was blackmailing me. She said, if you don't come back to me, Daria said, if you don't get back with me, then I'm going to commit suicide. And if you don't get back with me, and then I said, no, I'm not getting back with you. I'm like, please don't do that. I would not, like, are you completely out of your mind? I'm like, find somebody else, you know, don't do that. Come on. And then she's like, oh, okay, if you don't get back with me, I'm going to get the Interpol police on you. And I'm like, what the fuck? For what? She's like, nothing. I'm just going to make something up. I'm like, man, you're an evil bitch. Exactly. For what? What did I ever do to you for you to get the police on me? You know what I mean? What, because I don't want to be with you? It's a crime because I don't want to be with a crazy bitch? I told her, Daria, you should have thought with your brain, if you even have one. You should have thought with it. I told you millions of times. Stop drinking. Stop getting drunk. You know what I'm saying? Stop kicking it with fucking druggies and alcoholic bitches. She said, oh, yeah, baby, I'm sorry. I'm going to stop. I'm just very young. I'm just going to grow out of all this. Hey, listen, man, she ain't grown out of shit, man. 2 years, man. I'm not going to say it was a complete waste. I got a lot of pussy, you know what I mean? I fucked her so much, man. Me and my homie were talking about Daria the other day, you know. She lied about a lot of shit, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's a liar, compulsive liar. Like, she would say she's going to her fucking grandma's house, but then she would really go to buy alcohol, you know, and get drunk. You know what I'm saying? And then she'd come back and she'd be like, see, like, when I would fuck her sober, it would feel a lot better than fucking her drunk. Fucking her drunk, like, I don't know, it still felt good because she's hot, but, you know, she's drunk, man. I don't know. Like, I used to drink all the time, dude. I used to drink beer. Nothing's wrong with drinking, man. You can drink if you know how to drink, and you can hold your liquor. Then yeah, man. You know, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? But she can't hold her liquor, and I told her you can't drink. You can't hold your liquor. It's not for you. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that. I beat the fuck out of U.S. Marines and Israeli Army fucking Special Forces, man. I'm a champion, man. I deserve a lot better. Not just better. I deserve a lot better. Not just look-wise. It ain't about look. Every girlfriend I ever had was a dime piece. Every single girl that I've dated, every girl that I had sex with, every girl I fucked is a dime piece. You know what I'm saying? And I told her, and she knows that. She knows. She would get jealous. This bitch, you know what she would do? She would look at my, like, past girlfriends and be like, oh my god, like, well, who's this bitch? Like, oh, who's this bitch? And I'm like, that's my ex. And she's like, oh, what the fuck? You know, like, I'm like, Daria, I didn't know you at that time. And I'm 28 years old. I'm a bit older than you, Daria. You know, obviously, I'm not a virgin. You know what I mean? I had sex with other women before I met you, Daria. Why are you getting jealous of a girl that I was with before I knew you existed? You know, see, she was so fucking stupid and immature. But the thing is, nah, man, I'm good, man. Nah, fuck that. Now it's not even about drinking. If she's a drinking problem, she can get help and, you know, get a sobriety help, you know, and they can fix her maybe. But no, she threatened me with the police, and she threatened me with, she said, if you don't get back with me, then I'm going to do this and this and that. That's why I said on the other radio. You know what I mean? And she's like, oh, and that boxer you beat down at the restaurant. She's like, oh, they might be pressing charges. And I'm like, bitch, are you completely out of your mind? You're in fucking, you know, no offense to Ukraine, but you're in a little, what was that, little town, shithole town in Ukraine. I'm in fucking Hollywood, baby. I'm in Los Angeles, California. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the United States. The greatest boxer of all time. I'm in the greatest country in the world. You're in Ukraine. And you're going to fucking snitch me out because I beat the shit out of a boxer at a restaurant? Okay, but his boys, they instigated that shit. That was one of my favorite wins, man, honestly. That was 171, man. Like, that was, I should have just, like, called it a year, but you know what? Everything that happens for the best, man. You know, that last win was even better, man. I don't know. It's a tough call. Well, actually, yeah, it was better because I didn't get hit, and I landed, like, fucking 11 headshots on stand-up and 5 on the ground. But everything counts, you know, so. Yeah, she starts talking about this. She's like, oh, you know, I fucking saved you. She's like, you saved me, and now you're trying to rat me out. Which one is it, bitch? It's like she's telling me, yeah, I saved you. She's like, I literally went to that restaurant, and I told them, please don't arrest my husband. You know, the cops in Ukraine, the law is so lenient. You know what you can do in Ukraine? I mean, okay, yeah, obviously if you kill somebody, you're going to go to fucking prison. You know, not going to do life. You know, you're going to do like 10 years. You know what I mean? But if you beat the shit out of somebody, even if you're a professional boxer, world champion of my caliber, the worst that could happen is like one day in jail and away you go. Or not even. You'll pay a fine. You'll just pay a fine. $10 fine. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Or you can even bribe the police over there. And, you know, that's what she did. That's what she said. She talked. Well, I don't know. I wasn't there. I beat the shit out of him, and I got the fuck out of there. It was fucking snowing and shit, and my goddamn new Jordans were fucking all in snow and shit and everything. And then drunk-ass Daria, fucking drunk as fuck. I don't know how the fuck she's. That's kind of weird, you know, like, man. So, wait, her being drunk as fuck? I'm surprised they didn't fucking. Well, yeah, well, in Ukraine, you got to be 18 and over. So in 21, like in America, they wouldn't sell her alcohol. But in Ukraine, you got to be 18 to drink alcohol. So she can drink legally in Ukraine, where she's at and where she always will be. She ain't never coming to the United States. You know what I'm saying? The new girl that I'm talking to, oh, yeah, she's more than welcome to come to the United States. You know what I mean? The new girl that I'm talking to, oh, she's. With her, it's a lot better. Normal girl. I barely know her. You know, I don't want to fucking You know, because I met a chick a few weeks ago, and then everything was fine with her, and then boom, you know, she stopped answering her phone, and you know, I don't know where the fuck she's at. That's what I'm saying. But this, with this girl, hey, it's me and her are gonna, we're gonna last. It's gonna work out. Mark my words. Yeah, man. What can I say? 71 wins in 2016, man. It's amazing. Amazing. I mean, like, I'm gonna say like this. Next year, I could go for 72, but that's too many fights, man. It's like, I had to have this breakout year, like this year that, like, this is it. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. Nobody will ever score 71 boxing wins in 1 year. The year's not over, man. But I think that beatdown that I just scored. Come on. I mean, the next fight is going to be another beatdown, but will it be as good as that one, especially in an Israeli soldier, you know what I mean? Them motherfuckers are tough, man. Yeah, so it was a great win. It's best to end the year like that. So I'm thinking, like, nobody will ever do this, but I'm going to say this. Next year is going to be better than this year. No. I'm not going to score 71 wins next year. I'm probably going to score like 20 or 30, maybe 40. But, yeah, I don't want to fight that often. That's too much. I don't want to fight that much. That's like, really, I was fighting every couple of days. I even fought like multiple days in a row, like 2 days in a row. I beat three guys in a day. No. I'm going to slow the pace down. I'm going to fight like 30, 40 times, maybe 20, 30 times next year. I'm saying that next year, no, I have to get 200. No, I'm at least going to win 24 fights next year, at least. I need 24 more to go until 200. Okay, so next year is going to be better than this year, meaning that my wins are going to be more, even more convincing because I got jumped and I'm so fucking agitated and angry because of what happened that I'm going to win, like, a lot of great fights. I did it all, but I'm saying I'm going to put motherfuckers to sleep. Like, you saw the last fight, I hurt that motherfucker. I hit him with some hard bombs. I'm going to hurt my opposition. I'm not going to hold back. I'm not going to go easy on anybody like I did in the ring against that Sambo dude that I just outboxed and just toyed with him, made him look silly. Yeah, I'm not going to go easy on anybody. I had 12-ounce gloves against that 185-pounder, right? If I had 8s or 10s, he would have been put to sleep. I had 12-ounce gloves. Next fight, I'm going to wear... most likely for Christmas, I'm going to buy, you know, buy some new gloves for Christmas, you know, get maybe 8s or 10s, probably 10s, you know, because 8s are too dangerous. It's my power, 8-ounce, nah, fuck that, I don't want to fucking kill anybody, man. 8-ounce gloves is my power, that's, you know, no. It's like my opponent playing Russian roulette, man. Yeah, I mean, fuck that, man. No, I'm saying that I knocked Marines out with 10-ounce gloves. If I hit somebody with an 8-ounce glove, they're gonna, I can, and there's no ring, you know. Fuck that, man. You know what I mean? I can. They go to the hospital and internal bleeding, you know. Boom. Now, next year is going to be better than this year. No, I'm not going to score 71 wins. I'm saying that the wins, the quality of wins are going to be even better. I'm going to put motherfuckers out. I'm going to knock people out, put them to sleep more often, or I'm going to TKO them more brutally. You people are going to see, I'm already in my prime, but this is the beginning of my prime. My prime is going to continue to get better, meaning I'm going to get even better. You see what I'm saying? Like in basketball, you see Kawhi Leonard? He was very good last year, but this year he's even better. You know what I mean? Spurs are going to win the championship. Kawhi Leonard is going to win the Finals MVP. Eventually, Kawhi Leonard will be better than LeBron James. LeBron James is going to decline. He's, what, 33 now? So that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, and I'm going to beat 24 more people to make it 200. No. Now, when I'm 200, no. If I'm probably going to get over it. I'm already over it, you know what I mean? I'm still pissed off. I want to knock that bouncer out, and I want to knock his boy out, too. I challenge both these pussies to the ring, right? One of them is a boxer and the other is a wrestler. That's what they said. I don't know. You know, to me, they're both pussies. You motherfuckers, one of you weigh 300 pounds and you're 7 foot tall, and the other is 260, and one of you's punching me, sucker punching me, and the other is holding me, and I have a little scratch on my forehead. Not only could they not knock me out, they couldn't even knock me down. They couldn't even hurt me. That I was still outside, my homeboy right there, because they threw my homeboy out the club. They didn't allow my homeboy to get in. All the people there, I'm outside calling that bouncer. I'm saying, I'm like, bitch, that was a sucker punch, motherfucker. You fucking jumped me. I'm like, come out right now, motherfucker. I'll fuck you up, man. I told him, like, viciously. That dude got scared. He went inside the club. So technically, forfeits don't count, but if you want to count, this doesn't count. I'm saying, technically, he lost. It doesn't matter if he, you know, what licks, man. He fucking sucked. He cheap shotted me from behind. You know what I'm saying? He lost by fucking, he forfeit. He didn't, I was outside. I'm like, let's go. 1-on-1. So that doesn't count as shit, man. 2-on-1, sucker punches, then 2-on-1, then he doesn't come out to fight. I mean, yeah, that guy's a bitch, but see, I physically want to hurt him. You know what I'm saying? I physically, if Chuck Liddell did something to me, I would, like, if he cheap shotted me or whatever, I would have knocked Chuck Liddell out. But Chuck Liddell's gonna jump me with his wife? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This motherfucker had a 260-pound boxer with him, you know what I mean? I would kill that box. I would beat them both 1-on-1. But that's what I'm saying. They don't want to fight me because I challenged both of them for years. See, it's one thing when you get jumped by guys you don't know. You're never going to see them again. You just got to let that go. You got no choice but to let that go. What are the chances that you're going to see them again? Let's say you randomly get jumped at a club by two random motherfuckers that you've never seen before, you never will see again. You got to let that go. You got no choice but to let that go. But I know these two punks. I know them. I got one of their phone numbers. And the bounce of the jump, the 7 foot pussy, I would kill that guy. That guy has no power, no coordination. He's slow, feather fisted. You're 7 feet, 300 pounds. Why doesn't he have, okay, explain this. I'm 160 and I hit harder than him. And he's 300, 7 feet. Speed, velocity. You know what I'm saying? His speed and velocity, it's horrible. He's slow as fuck. That's why he has no power. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he doesn't know how to apply a punch correctly. That's why he couldn't even hurt me. That's why he knows it. He knows if he was to get into a 1-on-1 with me, the same shit would happen to him, what happened to that Israeli soldier. I fucking pummeled that Israeli soldier. One of the biggest beatdowns in boxing history. One of the greatest performances in the sport of boxing. I'm the savior of boxing. You know, people that are saying boxing is dead, mainstream boxing is dead, agreed, and rightly so, because it's fake. But to say that boxing is dead, wait a minute. Are you talking about boxing is dead? Are they talking about my opponents? When they face me, they're dead? Meaning they get their ass beat? Underground boxing is the new era. And we're more alive than ever, baby. Charlie's on off the greatest. Going overtime. Now, put it like this. 24 more wins and I'm at 200-0. I already know what's going to happen when I get to 200-0. People are going to start saying, go to 300 now. Jesse James Lehigh told me to get to 300 and call it a career. Well, I don't know. Maybe like 230-0 or something like that. I don't know. Listen, what's up with all these milestones, man? Like, well, I got to 100-0 without losing. I did it, man. Okay, then. I got to 176-0 without losing. I'm never, in a fair fight, 1-on-1, I will never, ever lose. Fair fight. No sucker punches, no jumping, none of that bullshit. I will never lose. Never. Not on the street, not in the ring, not in the gym, not in the cage, nowhere. Charlie Zelenoff is unbeatable, one-on-one. I told you, the only way to not, well, not beat, but the only way to get the better of Charlie Zelenoff is to get multiple people, get weapons, come from behind and hit him. That's the only way to get the better of Charlie Zelenoff. To get the better of Charlie Zelenoff in a fair fight, in your dreams, motherfucker. I'm the best. You saw the last fight. The guy even kicked me, and I just punched him back. Bam, bam. Bam, bam. Right in the fucking head. You know what I'm saying? You know what? Like, that kick made my win look even better. Because, like, it was hilarious, you know, because he got so pissed off. Like, because I'm punching him in the face over and over. And he gets so pissed off. He just, like I don't know if that was his girlfriend. Cause I'm not sure. Because he was with some girl. And, like, I don't know if she followed us, but then when I come in, I don't know, because I was talking. I asked somebody to record the fight. Maybe that was his girl. I think it made it even better. You know what I mean? It's like I beat the shit out of him in front of his girl. He looked at her, and then he just like tries to impress her, you know, assuming that's his girl or whoever it was. Even if it was not his girl, he was trying to impress that girl. I impressed her because I beat the fuck out of him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, I mean, like, if that was his girlfriend, I mean, yeah, that's how she got the camera, man. He was getting his ass beat on the ground. He continued getting his ass beat. Same about wrestling, you're crying, but... Yeah, man, that was a great win, man. That was phenomenal, man. The next win is going to be, you know, another beatdown, just like that, except... I might just knock the guy out. You know, I've been thinking lately, maybe Mario, you know, deserves a rematch. Because the motherfucker, you know, he was, you know, fair and square, you know what I mean? He got his ass beat, he got knocked the fuck out, and then he got dropped, you know, he couldn't walk a straight line. You know, Mario, remember I had that war with Mario? Like a year ago, a little over a year ago, last November. Slugger Mario. Yeah, Mario is an actual boxer. Mario would kill that bouncer that jumped me. Mario had 4 amateur fights, all 4. He won by knockout. And then he lost to me by knockout at the gym. So, I mean, I still have his number. You know, that dude wants revenge. He was talking shit. He was saying that in a rematch he'd beat me. I'm like, dude, you would get knocked out. I mean, what rematch? I mean, yeah, you put up a good fight, but then you got dropped, and I'm like... See, the thing is with the Mario thing, like, I beat him in such impressive fashion that, like, it's going to be... Okay, of course I'm going to beat him again. I'm the greatest. I'm unbeatable. But I'm saying, what if in the second fight I beat him on points? Or... You know what I mean? Like, what if... Because what if the... Okay, the second fight, I'm going to beat the fuck out of him. I'm saying, you know what? If there is a second fight, I'm going to knock him out cold, like unconscious completely. He's way too wide open. He throws, like, windmills, like haymakers, you know what I mean? Like, see, my haymakers, my hooks, they're very strong, very fast, rapid fire. His hooks, they're strong, but they're not nearly as strong as mine. They're not nearly as fast as mine. And they're not nearly as crisp as mine. He throws, like, windmill fucking haymakers. He's wide open. That's how I knocked him out. He threw those 2 huge hooks at me. I already saw them coming. I already waited. He misses one, then he misses the other, and I just go, bam, jab, and he drops. I knocked the motherfucker down, out with a jab. He got back up, but he couldn't walk a straight line. The dude was done. Any ref would have waved him off. He was knocked out on his feet. So, no, I'm saying it was an entertaining fight. It was probably, you know, the most, well, the last fight that I won, it was one-sided as fuck. It was just, you know, it was entertaining because the guy got mad and he just continued getting his ass beat, you know, and he tried to kick, you know, at least Mario. You know, no, it made the fight even better that he kicked. Because after he kicked, I continued kicking the shit out of him. After he kicked, I just go bam, bam in the fucking head. And I beat the shit out of that guy. Man, I fucking destroyed him. So what do you delusional no haters have to say now, man? You fucking clowns. All year long, do you people, like what the fuck, Muhammad Ali, Joe Louis, man? Joe Frazier? Mike Tyson? Who the fuck are these people, man? Floyd Mayweather Jr., what the fuck? I scored more wins in 1 year than Mayweather Jr. had in his fake fights in his entire life. 71 wins. I fought January, February, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. What fighter does that? Literally fights every single month for the rest of the entire year. Who does that? Besides me, Charlie Zelenoff, man. I'm the greatest of all time. Pound for pound king. Nothing to prove. Beat everybody. You know, with the bouncer, he's no match for me. I would kill him. It's just, you know, even if I, you know, if I knock him out in the future, it's going to feel great, you know what I'm saying? But it would be a moral victory. I mean, plus he's 7 feet tall. It would look good, you know what I mean? It would look good, me knocking that big fucker out. But he's not going to get in the ring with me. He's not going to go to the gym and box me. I offered it to him many times. And the guy's a pussy, you know what I'm saying? He waited till I turned around. That's when he striked me, you know. He should have done it in my face. When I was in his face, he didn't do shit. He had his hands in his pocket. You know what I mean? But bottom line is I beat the shit out of an Israeli soldier after that, and, you know, got that shit out of my head, you know, out of my way, you know. Before that, I beat a Marine, you know. Listen, that doesn't count. There's no before that, after that. It happened, but it's not a fight. The champ demolished everybody. The champ got jumped, and the champ demolishes another opponent and will continue. Charlie Zelenoff will continue to demolish competition. Assuming this is the last fight of the year, in January, you're all going to see me back with gloves on. I'm going to destroy another opponent. Hey, listen, you people are witnessing a once-in-a-lifetime boxer. A once-in-a-lifetime fighter. You're never going to see a boxer win 71 fights in 1 year. At least 60 of those fights are on video. You're never going to see a boxer, you know, in 1 year, go to Las Vegas. No, win fights in Los Angeles, go to Las Vegas. Win fights in Vegas. Go to Ukraine. Win 11 fights in Ukraine. Come right back after a divorce, which is a huge distraction. Come right back after the divorce. And let me see how many fights I won after I got divorced. Let me look at my record right now. UndergroundBoxingFederation.webs.com. That is my actual pro record for everybody listening to this radio. Okay, let's see here. Okay, when I beat the fuck out of that heavyweight boxer at the restaurant in Ukraine, that was one of my greatest wins. That was 171. Okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. I won 5 fights ever since I dumped my wife. All 5 victories were absolutely spectacular. You know when there's like a distraction in your life and you're like kind of like, you know, I didn't look rusty. I looked even better. I mean, I look just as great, just like all year long, just like lopsided wins, just crushing everybody. 172, okay. This is already when I'm back in America. Like, this is it. Daria is done. 172, I won 2 that U.S. Marine, 210-pound U.S. Marine at the UFC gym. 173, I beat that Muay Thai champion. That was a tough fight, you know, because, I mean, I hit him with that left hook, and then the motherfucker, you know, he was hard to hit. He was not an easy target, but I still beat him. What happened after the video shut off? I punched him. I continued fighting, but then he took off his gloves. And like, I wanted, you know, we both wanted to street fight each other, and we just got too personal. We just got separated. But yeah, I mean, I hit him more times. I mean, he didn't land anything. He hit me in the back of the head. I hit him in the face. 174, Bellator. Like I said, every year at least one paid professional actor from national television gets his ass beat. At least one paid professional actor gets his ass beat. Bellator MMA fighter, I won TKO2. I beat his ass inside the cage, and I beat his ass outside the cage. See? 175, I absolutely demolished, crushed, annihilated a U.S. Marine that was 205 pounds. He's a big motherfucker. The guy was so terrified of me, he kept downgrading, you know, his own ability, saying that, oh, I've never boxed before. I was like, who knows? Maybe that guy did box before. Maybe he was just so terrified. It's like he agreed to the fight, but then once he knew everything was on video, if he would leave, he would look like a bitch. You know, he knew I would put that on YouTube. And then after that, 176, you know, 185-pound Israeli special ops soldier. That was just prime Charlie Zonoff. Charlie Zonoff at his peak. The 176-0, Charlie Zonoff. Today, me, 176-0, 144 knockouts. Today is Charlie Zonoff versus any version of Mike Tyson. I win by knockout. Hey, listen, real legends don't lose to Kevin McBride.